Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I am good. Congratulations on the success of the film. And I know for some people it might be too early to say that, but I mean, considering that it was such like a spotlight at Sundance, which is where I first got the chance to see it. I mean, I think it's safe to say. I think this film is going to be a hit, in my opinion, anyway. but yeah, congratulations. As I mentioned, I saw it at Sundance, and the synopsis alone, right? Because Sundance gives you just like a still of it, and the synopsis was enough to grab my attention, be like, I need to see this film. And I saw it. I've been obsessed ever since. I went back and saw the short. Fascinating stuff here. Such a great premise. Such a very realistic execution of it. So that leads me to my first question, which is, where did this idea come from?
The idea came from our writer, KD Davila. She had, you know, as a Latin woman, light skinned, fair skinned, and having members of her family who were darker skinned, she'd had experiences in her life where the darker skinned members of her family were treated differently than her. So it always bothered her. And, you know, she developed this idea to just make a commentary on that. It was a short film, like, you know, you said you saw that. It was a short film that she developed in Project Involve with Film Independent. And I came in, you know, and just basically focused on the friendship of the two main guys. You know, of course, there's the trio, but like the two young Black men that are, you know, looking at what they're facing was kind of my where I kind of honed in. That was kind of the genesis of the story for it all.
Now, like, just comparing, contrasting the short and the feature film, there are a lot of really great, I guess, expansions done. What was the journey like from it being a small idea to being a feature film? Was it hard? Did you always know that there was a bigger story to tell? Did you have fun kind of mapping it out and saying, hey, I think we could take this and explore that? Well, talk to me about that process.
Absolutely, man. Hell no, I didn't think it was going to be anything but the short, man. Like, I wasn't sure the short was going to even work, because I was like, yo, we're doing like a humorous take on a serious subject of, you know, the fear and anxiety that young people of color have of, you know, police and, you know, authority. But I was also like, that was kind of what makes it special, is that we are looking at this issue from a different lens, you know. So we stepped into it kind of like, all right, we're going to ride this tonal tightrope and see if this works. And thankfully it did resonate for people. You know, we went to some festivals, Sundance and South by Southwest, and we won some awards. And then it was basically like someone asked, I think it was at South by, I can't remember, I was in an interview and someone's like, well, what's next with this project? And I was just like, just blurted out, we're making a feature. And I hadn't talked to Katie about that at all. I was just like, this is what we're doing. So Katie was like, oh, we are? So we got to talking, like, there is more to tell with the story. I mean, there's, you know, that's 11 minutes where we're touching on a subject. But I was thinking to myself, like, if we have an hour and a half to really explore these characters, develop, you know, this empathy towards what they're going through in their night, we might have something here. Because, you know, the issue that we touched on that worked for people in that 11 minute thing, but we can expand the character. So I don't think it was hard. I can't speak for Katie. She did the writing, you know, and I don't know how much of the back and forth she had to do in her mind, but I really focused on expanding the characters, and she created all these great scenarios that they would be in. And we did decide fairly early on, it was just going to be one night, so that we could stay in the immediacy and the urgency of what they were dealing with from the, you know, impetus of the young girl on their apartment floor. So it felt like it came together pretty well and pretty easily. So yeah, that's that.
Now there's a line that I don't know why it stuck with me, but it's just, maybe it was the way the actress delivers it. Maybe it's just the timing of it early on in the film, where RJ Seiler's character talking to a girl, it's right before they go out. And I think she's a friend of the other character, the main character. And she's like, don't ruin that boy's future. That boy is Black excellence. I love that. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what is the definition of Black excellence to you? What does it mean to you? Is it something that you think is versatile, or does it have like an absolute rigid meaning?
I don't think there's a rigid meaning to it. I mean, I feel like Black excellence is living in your purpose and pursuing and following your dreams, you know, and, you know, despite any and all adversity that you may have. But with Kunle, I don't think he really perceives the adversity as much as Sean does. And I believe that Sean really admires Kunle in that respect, that he is unfettered by a lot of the anxiety that Sean holds, you know what I mean? And that's something that Sean loves for Kunle, but also is like, kind of like, dude, you got to wake up, you know? And this night really puts it right in Kunle's face to wake up. But yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I love about their relationship is that they complement each other. On the surface, you wouldn't think that they would necessarily be friends because they're so different, but they love these things about each other that I think makes them, they're drawn to each other because of the differences of themselves. Like Kunle can't just be free to go party and all this stuff, but he would like to, you know? And Sean himself is like, Kunle, man, he can fly straight and narrow. He makes all the good grades. I love that about him. I wish I could do that. So I think they have a beautiful symbiotic relationship in that way.
I think there's just so much you can take away from this. And one of the biggest things that I liked, and I wish that was expounded upon more, you know, maybe there'll be a sequel, is the ending, right? Where the ending of the short, it kind of leaves that idea up in the air. Like, you don't know what could have happened had Louis or Luis had walked through the door. Right. Like, we really don't know. And this, we kind of have a sense of what might've happened, but it more so kind of fixates on the PTSD that Kunle is going to have from this. And the last shot of his face tells you that despite this being one night, it's going to be with him for the rest of his life. So what do you think that people are going to take away from this? And I mean, what are your thoughts on that kind of PTSD that can happen, or that a person of color can get from a single interaction with the police?
Yeah. I'm glad you're pointing it out. For me, Kunle is resilient. And I think that there's a bittersweetness to that ending, because now homeboy is going to be more equipped to navigate this world because his eyes have been opened to the reality of what he's dealing with in this country. He never really got that talk from his parents, you know, about this, you know, being a young Black man in this country would be like. So, you know, having that thrust upon him in that way and having his friend try to protect him from that. But also, I think Sean in some way is thankful that he has, you know, had his eyes open, because he loves him. And he's like, I want you to be able to, you know, move forward in the best way possible. you know, he's changed, but I think he's resilient and he will persevere and he's going to be better for it.
I love that. RJ's Sean is such an antagonist in this at times that it's sometimes it's hard to see that he's actually just doing the right thing and literally trying to protect Kunle and keep his black excellence intact. And I love that it's not until the very end that you're like, wow, man, I think Sean was the one in the right the whole time.
The thing is that I feel like they both wanted to give validity to both points of view. I think they're both right. Neither one of them are wrong, you know, and for Kunle to say that you were right, you know, in the end. And, you know, that was important because they both were just trying to be themselves and they both love each other. And Sean was trying to protect him from what he saw could happen. And Kunle also is right in saying that, like, no, this is not going to happen. They both have valid points of view. And I think we just took it to that, like, harsh reality that, you know, we've been dealing with for years and, you know, just had to be honest about it and had to be truthful about it. But we won't let that break us, you know. Kunle won't let that break him, you know. It'll just be, he'll be stronger for it.
Excellent. Carrie, thank you so much for your time. I have a quick second for a quick question, but what's next for you? I got to know what can I expect you to do next?
Hey, next I'm going to make another film. I can't really talk about what it is yet, but definitely looking to make another film and I'd love to direct some really great TV. I wish Atlanta wasn't ending because I'm trying so hard to get an episode of Atlanta. I would love to direct that show. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep it going, man. Keep making great stuff that makes people think, that challenges people, sticks with folks beyond the experience that of viewing it that one time.
And you've succeeded with Emergency. I will say that.
Thank you.
Sticking with me. Thank you so much for your time. I wish you the best of luck with it and everything else you do, man. Take care.
Thank you, brother. Have a great day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.